Buddha is asking us to develop bodhicitta, and thinking that in order to achieve Buddhahood, for the sake of all the sentient beings who had been our mothers, and the number of these beings as limitless as this space. So in order to achieve Buddhahood for the sake of these beings, we shall strive for the practice of Dharma, and through listening, reflecting, and the meditation upon it.
Son Bouddhi nous demande de développer l'esprit de l'éveil dans le but d'atteindre l'état de Bouddha pour le bien de tous les êtres qui ont été nos mères et qui sont illimités comme l'espace, de nous efforcer à la pratique de la méditation par l'écoute, la réflexion et la méditation.
And today Rinpoche would like to explain the
Dhamma Jis temple.
Would like to do
Dhamma
temple. Would like to give a brief explanation on the 15th chapter, which deals with the instruction. Yes. Instruction and guidance of the body. Just about to guide, yes.
Et Rinpoche va nous expliquer le 15e chapitre sur les instructions et le fait de guider.
Taking to no tso sabe, jase do ne tapapo. लेकर ही क्यों सेम के वक गोंबा लाने रात जोर ही सब सोंदे तां देख आप सो इन्हें जैसे सांजु संबंध नाम के गोम जाग को कर संभरे सकिए थे
एंड दिस श्लोका यस एक्सप्लेन्स दैट सेज यस दैट द सन्स एंड द डॉटर्स ऑफ द बुद्धास दैट इज द बोधिसत्वास यस शुड डू मेडिटेशन.
Et ce shloka explique que les fils et filles des bodhisattvas devraient méditer.
Tene jarse jarve sepo sancho sambata samanam je sonam je cho ja chenbo sonam je cho ja chenbo sabar se te tene gombal jogo kre re sumre.
So the way the bodhisattva should engage themselves in the meditation, in practice of meditation, is that first their meditation, yes, should be guided or should be preceded, yes, by the accumulation of merit in great extents, in great amount or in very extensive way.
Et la méditation des bodhisattvas doit être précédé de l'accumulation de mérite d'une manière très large.
Tegin ton tso sabe jase zone taba po lebar kikin sem taba gomba lana rab de jor kisaba songte. Tegin ton jachembo tso jachembo sabe jarvese po sanjo semba. Sancho Sempe, Domba Yonsu Jante Zuni, Tapa Po, Tonab Jeton Sinja Malopa, Lepara Hikin, Drepa Dantrave, Tapa Tene, Te Konani Jeton, Tongomba La Rabdo, Yoro. The Kaleka would be in the Tantan
Pesajak.
Lagan Gasset. Tenata. जैसे सांचो संबंध समानाम जे छोलां तो स्वयंनाम जे छो साते तेरे तोंबानी जे तोंगों को है।
So therefore, and the male and the female bodhisattva, and first they must accumulate merit in the path of accumulations, and then they have to engage themselves in the practice of meditation.
Et les bodhisattvas d'abord doivent accumuler du mérite sur le chemin de l'accumulation et ensuite s'engager dans la méditation.
ti jumse karara sana sanje je komba dobar se bala ji thop do so nam je cho ta nyam ja do tong ba ni je tong gom be ye he je cho ni song do ma jo na ten sanje je komba thop do ma
the reason why the for the bodhisattva or the one who achieved the buddha who wish to achieve the buddhahood is necessary to accumulate merit in order to achieve buddhahood because unless and until one does not accumulate merit in the post meditation and one all the and one unless one doesn't accumulate the wisdom yes wisdom yes accumulate wisdom in the meditation and that is to say that unless these two practices are not carried out together combinedly and as equally important one cannot achieve buddhahood
et tant qu'un bodhisattva n'accumule pas de mérite dans les phases post méditatives et de sagesse au cours de la méditation s'il ne combine pas ces deux aspects il ne peut atteindre l'état de bouddha
so now we shall recite the same shloka again
Donc on va réciter le même shloka.
Te jen do ne zo za be ya ze do ne da ba bo le ba le je je sem ge wo go ba la ne ra do jo te ze je 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 le ne sa je nam le je ne ye je ya ba do ze ze Dhamma ja jinye banyo Tene tambor dom zonde Loye dela sope chu Menye dhone nam jeba Doso menla sem jogo Doso de Doso menla sem jogo se de Tengen zin gomba kapsa chu jen nam rang da su tam jela Sem se chik do ya na gomna ya Tene hine do yores
Rinpoche says doso menla sem jogo which means do so means the sutra etc. Mingla means the chogi namdang, which means the various aspect of the dharma or various the approach of dharma. La sem joko means the one the mind is concentrated or one should rest in it. Yes, which means Rinpoche said that when we contemplate yes, and on the meaning of yes various the approach of the dharma, various terms and Chögyam Namdang, the various approaches mentioned in the Dharma, like Sutra and Tantra, etc. When we rest upon it, or when we contemplate on it, so then this also develops the concentration meditation.
Ce shloka do sok mingla sam jogo.
Emao. Ah.
Mingla, ça
se réfère. Ça se réfère aux
dénominations, à la terminologie. Senjogo, c'est quand on engage l'esprit. Donc, quand on engage l'esprit dans les sutras et la terminologie. C'est une manière de développer la concentration.
Pena tandan do de jin le le ni che ta ke ge re ti meng da wala rembe sem jin da ma yin ba rembe jin do sam no tang na de ne ting en zen res.
For example, Rinpoche says the text of Dodigen Mahayana Sutra Alankara contained 21 chapters. So if you reflect upon or contemplate upon on each of the points or different points here, or different topics here, of each chapter. So that also will help us to develop the concentration.
Par exemple, dans le Dodegen, il y a 21 chapitres, et si on se concentre sur le sens, sur les sujets de chacun des chapitres, c'est une manière de développer la concentration.
Sem serer do mayin ba yong yore sem serer do mayin ba chuje mayin la sem ne ba yin ba sen na tingin jere
The reason why it develops the samadhi, because when we reflect upon or contemplate upon the each meaning of the each topics and chapters, so then it helps us for our mind not to be distracted by the external forces or external things. So in this way, it helps us to develop the samadhi.
Et cela développe la concentration parce que avoir l'esprit concentré sur les sujets, sur le sens de chacun des chapitres est une manière de ne pas être distrait par l'extérieur.
And such samadhi or concentrated meditation that we develop, not only it helps such ways of not only it helps to develop the samadhi meditation, samadhi, yes. Also it develops our wisdom also.
Et cela nous aide à développer non seulement la concentration, mais également la sagesse. So Rinpoche says in this this particular chapter, which deals with the instructions and the guidance, oh yes, and here instruction is also the instruction is particularly or especially on shamatha and vipassana, shine and lakdong meditation. Et ce chapitre donc traite des instructions et de la manière de guider. Et les instructions concernent principalement la méditation de Shiné et Lakdong.
Pena, tu dis même que maintenant, Rimbé Samde Semyaba Kineta, tu n'as que Dieu a fait de travail, tu es là, tu es là, tu es là, tu es là, tu
So, for example, Rinpoche says that when we concentrate or contemplate on each and every topic and the terms and the words, what it means in the chapter, so that that is like Rinpoche says, it is a meditation, sort of, yes, a kind of approach or kind of way to develop the concentration. And then, at the same time, when we reflect upon more in a subtle way, on the more subtle, the things more which are more subtle, the meanings which are more subtle, so when we concentrate on them with our to all understanding, applying the wisdom. So that is like which is like Lakdong, yes, Lakdong meditation. Not exactly Lakdong, but corresponding, not corresponding, which is like yes.
Et quand on se concentre sur les mots, les termes, le sujet d'un chapitre, c'est une manière de développer la concentration et donc c'est une manière de développer chiné. Quand on réfléchit plus profondément sur le sens de ces termes et de ce sujet, c'est comme une manière de développer l'actong. Ce n'est pas exactement la vision pénétrante, mais c'est une approche.
Pena tanga tanga nga tso do de jin le chu jin ngwen le hie sin ba re ti ti meng ge cha de ren be korem jin de ren be sem jin de ma yin ba sam ne chen ne re ti korem je meng te nang ge je sa hin de tha ba de le hie ra je ta je ta na ma yin ba ta je ta na sang thong jin thong ba.
For example, Rinpoche says, so far we have studied the 14 chapters from the Mahayana Sutra Alankara, the Dodigen, and briefly, and he says that if we reflect upon or contemplate upon the order of each chapter, the connection between each chapter, and then all the terms, terminology, important terminologies, what sense it carries, etc. When we reflect upon this, then this is a meditation on shine in relation to the text. And then, and it's more in subtle when we try to understand the subtle sense, the subject matter, yes, which are more profound way. And the subject matter, which is more, when we reflect upon, yes, when we contemplate upon, and on the subject matter, which is more profound way, yes, and more subtle way. So that brings a what do you call the Lakdong Jitunpa, which means is a kind of Lakdong meditation. It develops. It helps us to develop a kind of Lakdong meditation.
Et donc quand nous avons étudié brièvement les 14 premiers chapitres, quand on regarde comment ces chapitres se connectent et qu'on observe leur sujet, la connexion entre chacun, ça aide à développer Shiné. Ensuite, quand on étudie le sujet d'une manière plus subtile, le sujet de ces chapitres d'une manière plus subtile et plus développée, ça aide à développer, ça aide à la méditation sur l'actong. C'est une manière qui approche.
Tene, l'antong tsenye pa miyanta pa l'antong te tonye ngon som to to patan, satan po to patan, l'antong tsenye pa chi pa tesu tonda chi kware.
Concerning the the actual realization of the l'actong, Rinpoche said that the actual, in the sense that the Lakdong, which has the real, its own characteristic, yes, which means the actual or the real Lakdong, is achieved when we realize the when the voidness or shunyata is directly realized. So in that case, that realization of the direct realization of the ultimate truth or the voidness and achievement of the first level of the Bodhisattva, and the realization of the Lakdong meditation, the actual Lakdong, they are all refers to the same state, or you can say, by terms, they are synonyms.
Et quand, en ce qui concerne la réalisation réelle de Lakdong, cela correspond à réaliser directement la vérité ultime, la vacuité, et cela correspond à la première terre de Bodhisattva. Donc réaliser l'actant ou la vacuité ou la première terre de Bodhisattva, ce sont des synonymes.
Tena ta sosu chevkavje kene da lanton te pena da me batavje gona dame bala sem se chik de ne ba te chi ne re ne ba te te ni khira de chue ba chen de cha ba chi song na te la lang dong su ya
ro for example
the
concerning the la shi ne de la dong so when we do meditation in ordinary level yes he says that when we do meditation on the egolessness so
dame betona sem tse jik de neba de chine ra
yes
neba de de ni hira de che ba tra wa
ji la so when we meditate when we do meditation on the egolessness so when we find our own ourselves and resting in that very state of egolessness without being distracted the mind at that abiding or resting is called shine because we abide on the point on the object very peacefully without being any distracted so that's shine so then in that very within that very state of shine so then a wisdom arises when a wisdom arises which examines more profoundly a more subtle way which examine which analyze yes which examine the object which is egolessness in more profound way and more subtle way so then that level of that level is called the lhartong
quand on médite sur l'absence d'entité de l'ego et que l'esprit est sans distraction concentré sur ce sujet paisiblement c'est ce qu'on appelle shine et quand il y a de cet état de shine s'élève une sagesse plus profonde qui examine l'objet qui est l'absence d'entité de l'ego et que cette sagesse s'élève cette sagesse qui analyse d'une façon subtile c'est ce qu'on appelle l'aftong
And now Rinpoche from this chapter he would like give a brief explanation on the nine what you call abiding of the mind what you call
Semnebago
the nine way to rest the mind to Semnebago
Nine abodes of the mind?
Nine.
This is a substantive.
Not abodes.
The ways to rest.
The way to rest, I think. The nine ways to rest, yes.
Et Rinpoche va nous donner une brève explication des neuf manières de rester de l'esprit.
Bien. Tene semne tambo de sem nyebar njokpare. Njokpare sepa. Sem njokpare sepa de semne tambo re.
So the first semne, which means the abiding the mind, is the resting state of the mind. Yes. Yes. Means to keep that is with the effort, you know. To let itself be in to let it rest is the first way of resting the mind or abiding the mind yes.
Donc le premier de ces états est quand on laisse l'esprit rester
te sene tambo sem yoba te tengen zen ji me kwe yor kan yin ba te la sem che chi do te ne ya ba te la te ne sem Yokpar seba seba.
So then literally it is I said that to let mind rest on means that to keep the mind that which means Rinpoche said that to literally as in Tibet the same job means to keep the mind. To keep the mind where? On the object of meditation without being distracted by any other things. That means to focus on, to concentrate on the object. Mm-hmm. That effort is called the semjopa or letting the mind
Yopa.
Rest or keeping the mind on the object of meditation.
The first one. Et donc, cela consiste à garder l'esprit concentré sur le sujet, sans distraction.
One-pointedly, yes, I missed the word.
Donc, à le garder concentré en un point.
And today, Rinpoche says that he would like to, this explanation, yes, he would like to have both, yes, meditation and explanation together. Each of the semne, each of the mental abiding.
Ensemble aujourd'hui, l'explication et la méditation sur chacun de ces états.
And this,
so for this meditation, we will apply the egolessness.
Et pour cette méditation, on prendra pour sujet l'absence d'existence de l'ego.
So here, our object of meditation, or our object for the concentration of the mind, would be the complete emptiness, completely empty, like this space. Concerning the egolessness, and that is to say that first that and dangzhen yimi yu dang ti pumbong a dadu madu yes
dangzhen yimi yu pumbong a dadu madu pa dangzhen dadu
the way yes pumbong the five skandhas through the analysis through the examination we should establish first that the five skandhas to which we aimed or we focused or we grasped as ego is not ego, but is non-existent, inherently non-existent, and non-existent, completely empty, like this space. And then not only that, also the idea of the or the concept of ego itself is also not ego, which is also inherently non-existent. And which is just an idea, and its ultimate state is also like completely empty, like space. So, like this, establishing the egolessness in this way, mm-hmm. and then we rest in the space. We concentrate on the spaciousness, on the complete emptiness as the object of meditation.
Donc, par l'analyse, on établit d'abord que les cinq skandhas ne sont pas l'ego, qu'ils sont vides, et de plus que le concept que l'on a de l'ego n'est pas l'ego, et l'objet de méditation est se concentrer sur cette vacuité.
Concentrate, yes, one-pointedly, or in literally in Tibetan we say, keep your mind in this, means let your mind rest, or let your mind be concentrate, yes, on this egolessness state, which is completely empty like space.
Et on laisse l'esprit concentré sur cette... sur cette vacuité de l'ego qui est vide, donc comme l'espace.
To meditate in such way is called the keeping the mind on the object, or yes.
Cela correspond au premier état, laisser garder l'esprit sur l'objet.
Ta Tejin number ying maza hiva kapsa koyen dun jokwa de tenwari. Koyen dun jokwa sa, namba koyen dun yun ma cheba jokwa nabur. Koyen dun jokwa kasa kalama, koyen dun jokwa.
And then the second point, the way of keeping the mind or the concentrating of the mind is called the kudu jokwa, which means the same word is used but with more, one prefix, more with more, which is say that to rest completely, yes, or perfect way, which means that the first one deals only direct deals with the object, yes, to concentrate on the object. It didn't say anything without distraction. The second one, Kundu Jogpa, says that without being distracted by anything, to rest continuous, yes, continuously, without being distracted, is expressed by the term to rest completely, yes.
Donc le deuxième, c'est Kuntu Jokpa. C'est, donc il y a le même verbe, Jokpa, et en plus il y a Kuntu. C'est-à-dire rester complètement. Le premier point, dans le deuxième point, on dit que l'esprit reste complètement, sans aucune distraction.
Same serer the inga yore tem, same serer the mayang barse ne, ting in zain te pa yun tu ne gom barse bares.
So in Greek Rinpoche says what? The to rest completely means without letting it distract you.
Et cela se réfère au fait que quand on se concentre sur un objet, rapidement on est distrait par l'extérieur. Et quand donc quand survient cette distraction, immédiatement, on ramène l'esprit concentré sur l'objet.
And to continue it.
Et faire continuellement de cette manière.
It
means that when our mind gets distracted in the first instance, when we apply the first approach, it means we just focus on, we just concentrate on object. As soon when our mind gets distracted, then it means we should bring it back. For example, like, yes, we should bring it back and again, keeping on the object, without letting, to not giving any opportunity to it to be distracted.
Donc le premier point, on se concentre sur l'objet, et le deuxième point, dès que survient une distraction de l'extérieur, tout de suite, immédiatement, on ramène l'esprit sur l'objet, et on ne lui donne pas l'occasion d'être distrait.
And then the third way of concentrating the mind is called the nyabar jopa seva, means to rest, yes, determinately, yes, with the determination, with the, I think it was like that, yeah, but with this, certainly or not certainly, definite, huh? Yes, I mean, yes, yeah, but.
Et le troisième point est ne par jokpa, c'est demeurer de manière certaine, de manière définie.
Ni par jokpa se pa de tsav tse te nami nyor do to se ne te la la ne le bar sa hi pe se te bar. Te ya ta ni par jokpa se pa de sem serer de ying bar jo na sem serer de ying wam. Sem serer de to bar jo na nyor do to bar se ne. Naran sem serer de ying so ma de your to talk what I say, how go what I say, see what I say, Tingen zhen la sem lin do se de tene, tingen zhen la lariang, mikwe yo la tse chik du ya ne, tingen zhen la sem lin bam, mikwe yo la tse chik du ya kukres.
So according to the third point, the third approach is that, which is the, I have translated as the determinations. I don't think it's the right one here. Ngeba means in fact to make sure of, yes, in fact. Ngeba, to make yourself sure of, you know. Which means that to be aware of or to be conscious of what your mind is doing. So which means that as soon as the mind is get distracted by the phenomena, and then and one should become one should apply what we call the conscious of it or awareness of it immediately, and then again, yes, bring the mind back and put on the object or make it rest on the object one pointedly.
Et ce troisième aspect où l'esprit est, reste d'une manière sûre, c'est quand l'esprit est à la certitude de ce qu'il fait, c'est-à-dire que dès que survient une distraction, il est conscient de cette distraction et ramène immédiatement sur la visualisation.
The ever-present presence of the mind, which means that the shloka of which explains this topic is that the shloka, no, the two stanzas, yes. London kone kone tato semne nangdu duvar chame. London means London, the wise beings, the wise being, the meditator, the bodhisattva. Kone kone tato means semne nangdu duvar chame. They would concentrate their mind more and more and more and more in a way, in developing ways, in a very progressive way, and not only Rinpoche says, not only one time that one should control the mind or bring the mind back to the object of meditation, on the object of concentration, but continues it, and so this continuation of bringing back the mind on the object of meditations develops more and more, and it continues more and more. Yes.
Nyevar
means near, very closely. To keep the mind closely, it means ever, keep always.
Et le quatrième état est Niwar Jokpa. Ça veut dire garder. Niwar, c'est se rapprocher, donc garder proche. Et les shlokas qui s'y réfèrent signifient que les bodhisattvas doivent concentrer, réunir leur esprit de plus en plus, c'est-à-dire que c'est continuellement qu'ils ils sont dans cet état, ils ramènent leur esprit. What does it mean? They continuously.
They continue this effort to bring you back to mind.
When they meditate.
Meditate, yes.
Quand ils méditent, ils font continuellement cet effort pour ramener leur esprit. Ce n'est pas. Comme ça en passant, mais toujours, il le ramène.
This develops, this process.
Et donc, il développe de plus en plus ce processus.
Donne tant de calso, sem serge yinwa nang de dote, nang de tsejik de nepate, char tangme, tene, tsejik de nepa yinba le nepate, pa char tangme.
In brief, Rinpoche said that on this point, not only the meditator brings back his mind, which is distracted by the external object. Not only he brings it back and keep it or make it rest on the object of concentration one-pointedly, but not only that, the way the mind rests become more deeper and more profound and more subtle.
Et non seulement le méditant ramène sans arrêt son esprit sur l'objet de méditation quand il est distrait, mais la manière dont son esprit demeure est de plus en plus profonde et subtile.
So then the fifth point is to tame the mind, yes, which is explained by these two stanzas. Then you intend to which thing is the same do law.
Et donc le point suivant, c'est discipliner l'esprit qui est exprimé par le shloka, les deux shlokas suivants.
So then the meaning, Rinpoche explained the meaning of the shloka in brief, that then after that, in order to see the qualities of the samadhi, so then one has to engage in the samadhi more profound way, more deeply, in order to tame the mind, which means to pacify the mind, which is always distracted, always agitated, in the expense of or in the state of samadhi itself.
Donc ensuite, pour voir les qualités du samadhi, on doit engager l'esprit plus profondément dans le samadhi pour le discipliner.
The reason why it's said here in order to see the quality of samadhi, because the samadhi is the basis for all the qualities, all the root of all the positive qualities, yes, all the good qualities, all the source of all the good qualities.
Et on dit pour voir les qualités du samadhi, parce que le samadhi est la racine de toutes les qualités positives.
Because according to Mahayana, all the, for example, like Lula, Wenshila Soyas, and the supersensory cognitions and the miraculous power, etc., all these qualities are also achieved through the samadhi, through samadhi.
Et dans le
or you can say the source of all these qualities is the samadhi.
Dans le Mahayana, la source des qualités telles les connaissances suprasensorielles et de pouvoir accomplir des miracles et le samadhi.
Unless and until one's meditation, one doesn't develop the samadhi, yes, one doesn't develop one's samadhi, And no matter how much one is learned, or no matter how much one has studied all the science and all the studies one has done, it cannot bring the power such as the supersensory cognitions and the miraculous the power to perform miracle, etc.
Et tant qu'on n'a pas réalisé le samadhi, même si l'on est très érudit et que l'on que l'on soit très savant, on ne peut pas développer ses pouvoirs suprasensoriels et ses pouvoirs miraculeux.
So the source of all the unhappiness and the sufferings of the samsara or cycle existence is the idea of clinging to the idea of I or ego. So then in order to cut through, or destroy this clinging, ego clinging, and we have to develop wisdom, which realizes in egolessness and the voidness. So in order to develop such wisdom, we have to depend on the samadhi or meditation, which means that without doing meditation, we cannot develop such wisdom, which cut through all the ego, clinging to the ego and idea of the ego, which are the root or source of suffering of the samsara.
Et la racine de toute la souffrance du samsara est la saisie de l'ego. Tant qu'on ne développe pas la méditation et le samadhi, on ne peut pas couper cette saisie de l'ego qui est la racine de la souffrance.
Which means the samadhi is the source of such wisdom.
Donc le samadhi est la source de la sagesse qui peut couper la saisie de l'ego.
Tenez, viens le saint qui vient de Deva, c'est le saint de Jan Deva, tant saint saint de Jan Deva, ayobare. Le saint saint de Jan Deva n'est pas tel, tenez, le saint saint de Jan Deva, rangé de Deva te, tenez, tenez, c'est un combat là, ma gomme non, saint Jan Deva de Tohoué Mare.
And then moreover, and what is it called? Lu Xinjiang Deva and Sem Xinjiang Deva, which means that the bliss, the blissful experience that, or the bliss, yes, the one obtains, the one achieves through the body, through the body which is completely being trained, completely being tamed, completely tamed, the completely tamed physical aspect and the completely tamed the mental physical state and the mental, the completely tamed mental state. And from these two, one achieve, one obtain bliss, bliss.
Xinjiang.
And same Xinjiang. Lu Xinjiang is Deva and same Xinjiang is Deva. These two also, yes. And the obtention of these two kind of blissful experience, or bliss, you can say, blisses, also depend on the samadhi.
Donc, il y a deux états, Lu Xinjiang Pei Dewa et Sam Xinjiang Pei Dewa. C'est le bonheur qui vient du fait que l'esprit soit complètement discipliné, qu'il soit complètement entraîné, et le bonheur qui vient du fait que l'esprit soit complètement discipliné et entraîné, et ces deux états sont liés au samadhi.
Tena ta te ta bo tingin zin de yun ting tam je di ye dan tsawa yin bar xi na tene tingin zin la ga ho dan tro ho yung gre tro ba dan den bo go ni tene tingin zin la sem xe wa zo ho yin.
So this way, when one comes to know or comes to understand that the samadhi is the source or the basis of all the good qualities such as we is mentioned before, if one knows, then one automatically or spontaneously one would develop a joy, a liking, great liking towards the samadhi. So then we engage in this, after that, then we engage oneself in the samadhi and to tame the mind in that state.
Et quand on sait que le samadhi est la source de toutes ces qualités, on a de l'aspiration, du plaisir à vouloir le développer, et on s'engage dans la méditation qui discipline l'esprit dans ce but.
So now we will do meditation on the fifth point, which is the taming the mind.
Donc on médite sur ce cinquième point qui est le discipliner l'esprit. Le sixième point est appelé la pacification.
Nami nipan tongwe se tele mga khevar sa ki sa wosongde. Te khevar se pe tenda te tingen zin nami ke nipan, nami ke chung tongde tingen zin gomba la mga wa, mga wa sem de khevar se goye. Ta tingen zin, rere wa te la.
And this shloka, Rinpoche explained that, this two stanza, yes. Which means, the two stanza which explain this fifth point, which says that, sixth point, yes. Says that and the seeing the disadvantages of the mind that does not wish for the meditation or samadhi, yes. So then to pacify this such kind of mind, or just to pacify such state of the mind which does not wish and which it doesn't like, yes, to do meditation. Nami distraction. Nami seeing the advantage, disadvantage of the nami distractions. So then, yeah, to pacify the mind that is always due to distraction, which doesn't want to, doesn't like to do meditation.
Donc les deux vers suivants disent afin de voyant les désavantages de l'esprit qui est distrait, la distraction entraîne le fait de ne pas avoir envie de développer cet état d'absorption. Donc on pacifie cette distraction.
Tene kap kap so tinge zeng gomba le sen me gawa. Gawa me pa tundu yung yore.
Because sometimes Rupi says that we don't like to, sometimes yes, we don't have the wish to, or we don't like to do meditation or samadhi.
Parce que quelquefois nous demandons...
Me gawa te kaun ten suma le sen na namien ke nyepam, namien ke chungman tong po wang ke suma le.
So the reason why the disliking for meditations of samadhi is arises because this because of not seeing the disadvantages or the bad qualities of being distracted or of distraction, yes. So then it happens.
Et cela arrive de ne pas avoir envie de méditer sur le samadhi parce qu'on ne voit pas les désavantages de la distraction.
Tene sem serur de nambar yinwa te sem chukpa tsawa tang. Tene dunga je yin rao chiris.
The mind being distracted by the external object or external or all the phenomena, yes, by the phenomena is the basis for all the sufferings or which gives rise to the all sort of sufferings.
Et l'esprit et l'esprit qui est distrait par les phénomènes est la base de la souffrance.
Tena ta tenge zin la magaba te khewe se do tene nambari namien ge chung ta namien ge ni pa le khirap je ta ke tang de tene namien ge chung thong de tene tenge zin la magaba sem te khe gore.
So in order to pacify it, first we have to see in order to pacify the mind, which because of distraction, does not like concentration on samadhi. So first we have to see the disadvantages, the bad qualities of the distractions. So then when we see the bad qualities, then we should pacify such mind by seeing the bad qualities and the disadvantages of the distraction. So thus we should pacify such aspect of the mind.
Et l'esprit qui l'esprit qui n'a pas envie de méditer sur le samadhi à cause de la distraction, pour le pacifier, nous devons d'abord voir les désavantages de cette distraction.
So now we will do meditation on this sixth point, which is the pacifying the mind that doesn't want to meditate.
Et nous allons méditer sur ce sixième point qui est de pacifier l'esprit qui n'a pas envie de méditer.
Tene konde che ba yin da nam yin ge nye ba ta nam yin ge chu nam ba yin wa te nyu mon da dong a tam je je sa ba yin be jun sin la sa ji sam nong tang te tene te che ba sa do tene te ne zen la sem tro ba ta je te nya ba ga go re si yang da me.
In order to do this meditation on this point, and first we should analyze and how we should analyze, we should examine it. How did the distraction or the mind being distraction is the source of suffering or the basis of all the suffering, the bad qualities and all the disadvantages. So seeing this,
then
developing a great joy and a pleasure or the liking towards the samadhi, and then to rest in this very state of joyful and joyous status, or the state where in which we like the samadhi very much, and then rest in this state.
Et pour faire cette méditation, nous réfléchissons d'abord comment la distraction de l'esprit est la source des souffrances, et développons l'aspiration pour le samadhi, et nous demeurons dans cet état de joie.
Not pleasant, yes. So whenever these langva means arises, when they arises, and tishin means like seeing, tishin means likewise means like, as it is mentioned before, that by seeing the disadvantage or the bad quality of the distraction, and then we develop sort of disliking towards the distractions. And then develop liking or joy towards the meditation. So then we rest our mind, we pacify our mind by resting in the meditation, teaching the mind in the same way here also, and one should pacify one's mind whenever these things arise, like napsim and yimidewa, like greediness and mental agitation. And then by seeing the bad qualities of these two things for the samadhi, yes, the bad quality or the disadvantages of having napsim, having greediness, and the mind is being agitated, yes. So then, seeing this, then we shiver chamis. It applies to the both. We should pacify these two things and pacify the mind by engaging it in this samadhi.
Donc, les deux vers suivants. Qui disait napsem, c'est la convoitise. Yi midewa, c'est l'esprit qui n'est pas heureux. Quand c'est le corps qui n'est pas heureux, en général, on dit dungel, la souffrance. Quand c'est l'esprit, on dit yi midewa, c'est quand l'esprit n'est pas heureux, qu'il est troublé, etc. Donc, langpa, tout cela qui s'élève. Déchine de la même façon, c'est-à-dire de la même façon qu'auparavant on voyait les désavantages de la de la distraction, là on voit les désavantages d'avoir l'esprit perturbé, d'avoir la convoitise, la malveillance, etc. Et de la même façon, Shivarja, il faut on pacifie l'esprit.
Tena yi me deva sem me deva teso jan yola yola chen ba che ta ba ta yola sem yin ta ko wang ge tena sem me deva sem chi bo me ba yong yore.
So Rinpoche says that the mental sufferings or the mental unhappiness is also due to because of being distracted by the external object. The mind because of being attracted or distracted by the external object, then the mental unhappiness or the mental suffering arises.
Et cet état d'esprit qui n'est pas heureux vient également du fait que l'esprit est distrait par les phénomènes extérieurs, qu'il est attiré ou distrait par les phénomènes extérieurs, ce qui amène une souffrance dans l'esprit.
Tene ye me de pa se me ti pa yong yo re te sem je rang ye ma re pe na jam so long ge che ba ka so ba la yo ba yin do tene sem je nam do ge yo ba re ma do sem je ngo wa rang yin la ye me de ba ta dong me ro.
And however, these mental agitations or the mental sufferings or the mental unhappiness, etc., are not the nature of the mind itself. In fact, they are just they are just the motion or the movement of the mind itself, which happened accidentally. And this, for example, like the waves in the oceans, and though the wave which moves us because of the wind, yes, because of the wind, the waves arises in the ocean. It's like this.
Et ce malheur, cette souffrance dans l'esprit n'est pas la nature de l'esprit, ce ne sont que des perturbations accidentelles, tout comme l'océan agité par le vent produit des vagues.
In the nature of the mind is always peaceful. And always peace, and always spacious and open.
En fait, la nature de l'esprit est toujours ouverte et paisible.
Tena semjin chokpa dang, semjewa mayimbe semjin semjin donga dang chokpa te semjin rangin jewa payang ngang du ya de heji gohir.
So therefore, this mental unhappiness or mental sufferings or the mental agitation should be pacified by resting in the true nature of the mind.
Et cette agitation mentale doit être pacifiée en restant dans la vraie nature de l'esprit.
So now we will meditate on the seventh point, which the pacification, the complete pacification.
Et nous allons
the mind and we should develop an understanding that the namsa or greediness and the mental unhappiness, etc., are not inherently true existence, like the waves of the oceans. So then in the rest, in that non-existence.
Et on pacifie la convoitise et les autres souffrances de l'esprit en comprenant qu'ils n'ont pas d'existence réelle, qu'ils sont comme les vagues de l'océan, et nous demeurons dans cet état.
세네 제바 전직도 세 봐.
전직도 세.
응. 전직도 세. 네.
전직도 세.
그래. 네. 거기. 전직도 세.
전직도 세. 무슨 말이야?
그래. 그래.
So then
전직도 세. 전직도 세. 전직 매 바꿔 봐.
Then this eighth point or the eighth point which is the approach is to pacifying the mind, yes, or to develop this, you know, is the continuous meditation, yes. Yes. To meditate as one continuity, you know, like one continuity without interruption, without.
Le huitième point est Yun Chiktu Jepa, c'est méditer continuellement.
Da Jiu Chik de Sepate, Tene Dom Zong Jin Jin, Semla Mambar Ndose Je, Ranga Nangan Jung Atos. Da Tene de Sene Jepa Kapso, Sem Jin Nepa de Rangin Jin Chi Mepa, Nangiam, Rangin Jin Nepa Jung.
So then in the one arrive in the reaches yes, in the eighth level, so then the resting the mind on the object of meditation, resting the mind on the object of meditation happens by itself spontaneously and continuously.
Et à ce huitième stade, laisser l'esprit concentré sur l'objet arrive spontanément et continuellement.
And then
in order to practice the meditation continuously, the practice of right discipline or the sutram is also important.
Et pour méditer continuellement, la discipline est importante.
Because the right discipline is like the helping cause, what is it? Helping cause for the meditation, yes.
À ce moment-là, la discipline juste est comme le facteur qui aide à la méditation.
Tante semne gopa jepande tene da me betong ba ni jingan la rang yi je rang wap dija ba yes.
So on this eighth point and then one rest on the egolessness on the voidness on the egolessness spontaneously. The way one rest on it is spontaneous, very natural.
Et à ce huitième stade, la manière dont l'esprit reste dans la non-existence de l'ego est naturelle et spontanée. So now the ninth approach is the to
number.
So this is also to rest. Number job is to make rest the mind to. By terminology it sounds same like the. Yeah, nyambar jobar chawa means then to be in meditation, in fact, Nyambar Jawa Chaw means. Yeah. Or to make oneself absorbed in meditation.
Et le neuvième stade est Nyambar Jokpa. Nyambar Jokpa.
Nyambar Jokpa. Nyambar Jokpa.
Nyambar Jokpa Jepa. Et c'est laisser l'esprit demeurer.
Nyambar Jokpa Sepa, c'est le Gobe Kapso. Mwambarindo sepa meba sem sewa tang goba rang yenji kete buyiris. Mwambarindo sepa mzorwa si ma goba rang yenji sewa tang goba kete buyiris.
On this level, and then they meditate, without the meditator, yes, without any effort, and the agitation of the mind, and the gopa means the opposite of the agitation, how to call it. The mind's being very dull and very sleepy and unclear, etc. They are all collectively is called chingwa, a feeling of sinking, you know, sinking. So these things are pacified spontaneously, without effort.
Et à ce stade,
they get pacified, yes.
À ce niveau, les deux obstacles que sont Gepa, c'est-à-dire l'agitation, et Jingwa, c'est-à-dire le fait de sombrer, la torpeur, ces deux états sont pacifiés sans effort.
Tene te ludan sem kinda jamba cheto niki savasonte. Tene lukin the jamatang, lukin jang deva than sem kin jang deva the to wear us. Semne gobati cups.
So then in this ninth level of the approach, and then one really achieve the what they call the bliss, of the physical body being completely tamed, and the bliss of the mind or the mental bliss as a result of completely being the mind's being completely tamed.
Et à ce neuvième niveau, le méditant atteint l'état où son esprit où à la fois son corps et son esprit ont le bonheur qui vient du fait d'être complètement discipliné.
De gombo de de gombo lendo meze de ne de yelu daze je do jamba je do ne. Ta da me ba tong ba nye jang la zor wa me ba becher me ba tene rang wa se ya go ra.
So Rinpoche say now on this level we should rest on the egolessness without effort, which means spontaneously.
Donc dans cet état on va rester dans la non existence de l'ego spontanément sans effort.
Sene goy meng de so sem serer da mayen bar sene goy meng tan rembe tene korem gen do telme pate pate meng tan te de ko pare.
And then the concerning these 9 points, so also we can do meditation, the meditation that we do by contemplating or reflecting upon each of the point, 9 points. So then concentrate mind on it through reflection or through contemplation is the concentration on the On the name, yes. On the name means on the different point. Yes.
On peut également se concentrer sur les différents, sur les chacun des neuf aspects que l'on a vus auparavant et contempler ces aspects. C'est ce qu'on appelle la concentration sur sur le nom.
Tene meng zam la meg de gomba de tambo karchen bodo karerasna meng ge koren de so yabu ha ko res.
And Rinpoche says this meditation by focusing on or by concentrating on, yes, on the each of the name. Name is the title, yes, of the point, of different point. It's also very important in the beginning because in order to do meditation in progressively, first we have to know the names or the titles.
Et cette méditation sur les titres de chacun de ces états est très importante au début, puisque pour développer cette méditation, nous devons les connaître.
No, we have to understand these titles.
Nous devons les comprendre.
Jopar seva, kundon jopar seva, niparan jopar seva, nyevaran jopar seva, turvar seva, kevar seva, Nyevara kyevara sepa, jenchik do sepa, nyambaran jopa, tini sema yamba. Gyevande ye je vokun, sunam ye je zuzune, sunam ye je le zonwa, Tamba kunye dobare yume jo lembo kuye trashe jo yena nujo songye